According to what occurred to two journalists last week, when a reporter walks along a Franklin and Marshall property, he or she can be stopped by their public safety officers, body slammed, interrogated, searched, arrested, handcuffed, hauled away, held for 2 hours, and not allowed to call anyone. F&M President John Fry justifies the college not contributing more to the city in lieu of taxes because it provides its own security force. But is it in the best interest of student and public safety to have a force under private control that has the same police powers as the better-trained, vetted, and more responsibly led city police? Perhaps last week's brutal event will lead to the establishment of a city police substation on campus, with the funds that went for the former college force contributed in lieu of taxes to the city to cover the cost. Wake up, Lancaster, to Newslank.com.